welcome to 101 Atlanta's Best and Brightest special edition of Good People. I'm your host, Elizabeth Gordon, and today we are doing another episode focusing on Atlanta's best and brightest companies to work for. Atlanta's Best and Brightest Companies to Work For is an awards competition that provides the business community with the opportunity to gain recognition, showcase best practices, and demonstrate why they are an ideal place for employees to work. This is the premier award symposium that celebrates those companies that are making the lives of their employees better, as well as the community as a whole. The program provides year-long education, benchmarking, assessment tools, and interaction with among the best employers. And joining me today in the studio is Yvonne Kauser-Yancey. Commissioner Yvonne Kauser-Yancey, I should say, is a human resources professional with over 16 years of diverse experience within the public and private sector. She has held a number of very high-ranking and very interesting jobs as I look over this woman's resume, and currently is representing the Department of Human Resources for the City of Atlanta. Welcome to the show, Yvonne.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here. It's an honor to be considered for this award.
We are honored to hear more about what the City of Atlanta is doing with its employees. It sounds like you guys are really on the, you know, cutting edge in terms of being very innovative and providing some benefit packages and opportunities to your employees from all spectrums of the workforce. I can see why you're nominated for this award. Let's start by having you tell us a little bit about the size and scope of the organization of the city.
Sure. The City of Atlanta employs around 7,500 people in various capacities, and everything from Hartsfield International Airport to the Atlanta Police Department, the Atlanta Fire Department, to the people who work in public works to ensure that your solid waste is collected, and then the water department, which ensures that your water is clean and running. Besides those operational departments, we also have a very strong infrastructure of finance, human resources, communications, et cetera. And we're really geared to delivering valuable services to our constituents who live and work in the City of Atlanta.
So what types of jobs do people have within the organization? I know that sounds like a funny question, but I'm just curious what types of positions you're hiring for or people grow into over the course of working for the city.
We're really fortunate that we have a very diverse workforce and diverse employment opportunities. So we have everything from people who are going through recruit school to become Atlanta police officers, which is a career you might start at 18 or 20. And then we have people who are advanced technical professionals, who are engineers, who are working in our watershed department, ensuring that we are environmentally sound in our practices and that we provide, you know, that very vital resource of water to our community.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Exactly.
I enjoy it every day.
It's totally important. And so the joy of the city is that you can be an accountant who supports a variety of departments who provide these vital resources, or you could be a technical professional who's actually out in the field working across multiple departments. And there are employees within the city who have grown across departments, who have started in one career path, let's say an E911 dispatcher, who've become operations managers in other groups. And so because we're so large and diverse, it's really up to you as an individual, as an employee, the kind of path you want to take.
So with that type of large and diverse employee workforce, what would you say are some of the underlying cultural values maybe that permeate every area of the organization? Because I know when you're looking to hire people, you want to make sure that they're kind of culturally aligned with your vision. Talk a little bit about that.
I think the fantastic thing about working at the city is that you're going to find a common theme and value of service and service to others. And we deliver that in different capacities across our different departments. But at its heart, we're a public sector organization. We're there to provide a service to our constituents, and our employees take great value in playing a part in delivering that service, whatever it may be it water, be it, you know, protection and safety and security through police, be it fire, or be it the other support groups internally who are facilitating the work that makes that operational work possible. I think what you'll find when you talk to our employees is they are dedicated to really serving their community, and that's a unique value proposition that we have to offer.
I like to hear that. Now, in order to attract great people and to retain them, an organization has to provide, you know, a service back to the employee, if you will. How does the city approach attracting and retaining talent, the top talent that they can put in these vital roles from an HR standpoint?
Well, we try to put together a total compensation package that really is attractive to people who want to work for us. Obviously, we're in the public sector, so we may not be able to offer the same pay that a private sector organization could. So we try to offer other unique benefits that are supportive. One of the components that we're really very proud of are our health and wellness initiatives. We have a really extensive program through Mayor Reed and his administration and his support, frankly, to really focus our employees on wellness and how to have more balance in their lives. So we offer everything from mobile nurses who go out into the field to see our employees to line dancing classes on Monday and Wednesdays in the atrium at 5:30, which is totally entertaining and a visually stunning moment.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. You hear that sort of the music bumping through the building and you know it's time to go work out.
That's great teamwork when you get people to have that kind of an experience together.
It's fun, and it's a way of ensuring that we stay healthy and we have fun when we're doing it, because, you know, our employees deal with lots of interesting challenges and they need to blow the steam off.
Right.
So it's a great way of doing that. We also have on-site health facilities at City Hall as well as in other remote locations. We also offer an on-site physical therapy location. Many of our employees are lifting or carrying or moving things. They pick up various injuries because of that, and so we want to provide on-site care around that. And so that's just an example of how we try to package, a benefit to ensure that the people who've chosen to serve the city are well cared for while they do that.
It sounds like health and wellness is a real priority and something that you look at on a number of areas. Why is that so important to the city that its employees are healthy and, you know, optimizing their wellness?
Well, one, it helps us deliver on our value proposition. We are charged with delivering certain services to the community, and it really helps to have healthy, fully engaged employees to do that. Two, we care about our people. We want to make sure that while they're engaged in day-to-day work, which sometimes can be hazardous and dangerous, you know, climbing in and out of manholes, walking through water treatment plants, or responding to an emergency call, that they're safe and they're okay after the fact. And lastly, at the end of the day, there's a cost to health and a cost to health care for the city and ultimately for our voters and constituents. And we want to ensure that we're really utilizing the dollars we have efficiently and effectively.
Now, when you found out about Atlanta's Best and Brightest Companies to Work For competition, was this something that you guys said, oh, we really need to get involved in this? We qualify for this. We're doing a lot of great things for employees. How'd you get involved in the competition?
Well, someone nominated us, and we were stoked.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So we were beyond thrilled that someone took notice of the work that Mayor Reed and his administration have been doing over the last couple of years, and that we really wanted to recognize the great work our employees within human resources and the other components to support these initiatives have been doing as well. And so when we heard about it and we understood sort of the rules of the road, we're really excited to engage and participate, and we're very competitive, so we hope to win.
I love that competitive spirit. So as you look at measuring the investments that you're making in the Department of Human Resources, I mean, a lot of times companies look at HR as something that you pay for, but you don't necessarily get a return on investment. Now, we know that's not true.
Exactly.
Because we know the value of good people. But how do you guys measure the ROI on what you're investing in HR and what you're doing around your people?
We're in the beginning process of putting together a balanced scorecard to really articulate that in a much clearer way. I mean, anecdotally, we all know having good people in position obviously produces better productivity and effectiveness in delivering for us the service to the community. And so we know that, but we haven't really measured it in a very defined way in quite some time. We measure things like cycle time to hire, so we know how much it costs to have a job open. We know how much it costs to train someone to go into a certain skill position, for example, to go through the recruit academy for Atlanta Police Department, for example,
okay.
The cost, those kinds of things. But we really haven't put together the cost for the ROI of having talented people enroll. And that's the kind of thing that being in this competition is helping us with, because one of the benefits of this particular process is lots of data that's gathered on your people as well as your processes, which for us is happening in a very timely fashion because we recently consolidated human resources under one umbrella about a month and a half ago. We also recently completed a pay in class study to look at our pay and how competitive it is in the marketplace for the first time in a comprehensive way in over a decade. So these things are all sort of happening at a great time in parallel, and we hope to take those data points to put together a much more structured approach to look at how do you really calculate the value of what we bring to the table.
Well, it sounds like you're going through a lot of exciting reorganization efforts and shaking things up. I know sometimes that much change can be difficult for people to manage. I'm curious. But, I mean, as I've talked to people that are running these large organizations, they say the rate of change just continues to increase. And we have to be nimble and, you know, learn to be a flexible organization. Have you guys done any work around keeping people flexible and nimble and ready to adapt to changes as they take place?
This is my favorite topic. We are in the midst of a lot of change within the city, and we have to change based on a host of factors, including resources, demands from our customers, our constituents, and then also trying to provide the services we need internally. And so within my own department and within other departments, we're really fully engaged around change management and looking at things differently. How can we continue to improve on the value proposition that we have for our constituents while also doing that efficiently and effectively? And that's a competition that every organization has to have, and the city is fully engaged in that.
Now, Yvonne, you've had a lot of jobs before this current role. What are some of the things that you learned from working in the private sector that are different than the public sector, or you've been able to adopt some version of in the public sector?
Well, I spent my entire career in the private sector before starting with the city about a year ago. And one of the things that's important to Mayor Reed was really to help transplant some of the things that work in the private sector into the public sector and into the city of Atlanta, which is one of the things that made this job really attractive. The city of Atlanta is really a long-tenured workforce, which is a wonderful benefit. We have lots of institutional knowledge. And part of our challenge is how do you convert that knowledge as people move on to chapter two of their careers. And that challenge exists in the private sector in spades, so to speak. And so I've learned some things around that skill set, as well as really leveraging technology in a different way, looking at processes in a different way. I spent some time in different companies that use Six Sigma or Lean or other practices that we haven't necessarily fully engaged at the city. And so looking at how to bring that different perspective to a process, I think, has been very valuable. And at the end of the day, the city is like most other organizations. It has the same challenges that I had at my last two companies or whatever companies. We really have to deliver on a value proposition. There are limited resources to get that done. We've got to figure out the best way of getting from point A to point B. And what I hope to do in my function is provide a roadmap that we can help managers and leaders use to do that effectively.
What is it that we can look forward to as Atlantans to see our city evolve into in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I think the city of Atlanta is a great place, and it's a great place to work, importantly. But the city is going to continue to move forward at a different scale. We're about to launch the International Concourse at Hartsfield International, which you may have heard of, the Maynard Jackson
Very Airport exciting.
Concourse. Very exciting.
We're the international gateway.
Well, and we're really catching up in many ways. I think that we are a gateway today, but this concourse will allow us to continue down that path. If we didn't have
leadership,
it, then we'd really be in trouble, right? And so there are things like that. I think Mayor Reed has exciting things in store around helping to grow and develop the job base in this market. We have a partnership with Tweet My Jobs, which is a platform which leverages all of your social media activity between Facebook or LinkedIn, et cetera, and it connects you, the user, to open jobs and identifies the people you know who are affiliated with that organization.
Oh, that sounds really neat. So how does it work? You just go to
You go to Tweet My Jobs and you register, and literally on your iPhone or your smartphone, you can, once you register and create your profile, you can do a search, and it will do a hologram that will show you where literally the jobs are. So if you hold the phone up on Pete Street, outside this building, you can see where people are actively hiring. And there are over 90,000 jobs within the city of Atlanta right now that are available. And so it's a platform that for us as an employer has helped us find people who were not necessarily looking for jobs at the city, but they found our job because we're on that platform.
Hmm.
And for the community, it gives small business owners in particular a platform they couldn't typically afford, and they can go post jobs on this platform at no cost. So it's a fantastic sort of win-win for our constituents and for us as an employer.
That's really neat. It sounds like you're doing a lot of creative things to continue to attract and retain the right people within the organization. Would you say that the employees are the key to the success?
Oh, unequivocally. You know, without the people who have dedicated their time and energy and many times careers to service, the city could not function. And we are excited that we have a passionate, focused group of people who are prepared and excel at what they do. We have very unique opportunities in the city, and we could not be a successful place to live and work if we didn't have great people working in the city of Atlanta.
If you're just tuning in, this is Elizabeth Gordon, and you're listening to Good People. We're talking with Commissioner Yvonne Kauser-Yancey, Commissioner of the Department of Human Resources for the City of Atlanta, learning a lot about what the City of Atlanta is up to in attracting and retaining talent. Yvonne, we're almost out of time, but we do like to do a special Good People tip segment at the end of each show. One piece of advice that you would give to other HR professionals as they look at attracting and retaining good people in their organization, what would be one tip for your success that you'd like to share with others?
I think it would be to think outside the box. I believe in taking risks, and that you can always do at least as well as you're doing right now. And so when you think about developing your career, or you think about the organization that you work for and how you can help move to the next level on whatever that topic has to be, really be prepared to take a risk and think outside the box to make an investment. It's worth the payoff.
Hear that, folks? Take some risks and bring more good people into your organization. Yvonne, if people want to find out more about the City of Atlanta or maybe look at some of these resources you've mentioned, what's the best way for them to get in touch with the city?
The best way is to go online. We have a newly launched redesigned website that you can go to at atlantaga.gov. And once you get there, you'll see highlights for some of the programs that I've mentioned. And you'll also find links to human resources in our various departments.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
It was a
pleasure to meet you. And we wish you all the best, especially for the big award ceremony, June 21st, 101 Best and Brightest. Thanks again to our sponsor. This is Elizabeth Gordon with Good People. Have a good day.